www.talkradio.com.
Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is the first live broadcast for myself on the new weekend show I'm doing, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central, syndicated out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, here deep in the heart of Texas. Welcome to everyone. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls today, this afternoon, this evening, 877-590-5525, locally in Central Texas, 836-0590, and we'll get you up and on the air. Well, Israel, the Times of London, is reporting today plans to attack Iran's sites with nuclear weapons. I'm sure that'll please a lot of people who can just simply repeat glass parking lot over and over again as their Vedic chant. Of course, they can't find Iran on a map, and they wouldn't like to be nuked, but it's like the Nazis. They wanted to kill people, too, and they loved their government, and they worshipped. They thought it was manly to kill people in masses. And so you'll probably get what you want. You'll probably get your nuking of Iran. We'll be going over that. Also, Bush government can open your mail here in the U.S. without warrants. I totally agree. I think, you know, it's great that in third world countries they always read your mail. Just a few months ago they were swearing they weren't spying on citizens. And then, of course, okay, we're spying on you, but only when you're talking to Al-Qaeda. And then, okay, we're spying on everything, including every purchase you make, and when you go and you get a prescription, it's instantly uploaded. Oh, and by the way, Google microphones and cameras on your computer are watching everything you do and logging it all. I'm sorry, I get real cynical. I'm really upset, actually. Dallas-based food chain to accept Mexican pesos right here in Austin. That's good. Good. Let's just admit the end of the country publicly. CFR member, recruit foreigners to the military, already been going on for 6 years. Another big national news story about how the majority of our ground forces within just 3 years will be foreigners. That's right. Of course, I'm sure. I'll have to hail all the foreign illegal aliens made legal, or I won't be a good patriot. You see, that's how the sickness works. All right, I'm going to try not to have a meltdown here earlier in the broadcast today. Also, I thought I'd go over some World Almanac numbers for you. Lightning strikes and drowning are many times more dangerous than terrorism, but the government doesn't care. They want to hype that up to we're all looking under our tables and beds at night and begging the government to take all of our freedoms while leaving the borders wide open. Of course, we conveniently ignore that. Anything to destroy the country, good neocons do. It's all part of the delusional talk radio world. And also, terror is trivial when it's not Muslims. Giant terror attack last weekend, and I didn't even learn of it till Wednesday of last week. I bet you didn't hear about the big bombing attack at the Madrid airport. But because, admittedly, Muslims couldn't even be framed in connection with it, you're not going to be hearing about it except here during this transmission. But let's get serious here. I listened to the fake conservatives there to neutralize conservatives. Their number one job is to keep you in the dark just long enough to have blanket amnesty, to bring in the North American Union, to sack the dollar. And it looks like they're coming in for the big win. Okay, and then after that happens, it won't matter if you wake up as thumb-sucking conservatives out there, that you really weren't conservatives, that you were totally scammed. It won't matter then. They've almost got you. There's still a chance to save the country, but darn it, you're going to make sure that doesn't happen, I'm sure, many of you out there. And let's just take one area we've been lied to in. I mean, we know, at least if you've got any education or if you're informed, that private global corporations are now 46 of the 100 biggest economies, and they've combined forces together. They're not for free market. They're monopoly men to come in and buy up our government and other governments and then seize control of our governments and use them as engines of global domination for those corporations, not for the American people. I mean, it'd be one thing if we really had a government that was giving us some of the spoils of going in and sacking Iraq or giving us some of the spoils of all this. But the very people doing all of this are the ones dismantling the country itself as fast as they can. They are the ones destroying the sovereignty, killing the Bill of Rights that is the heart and soul of the nation. But regardless, I want the people out there who are for the Iraq war, because from a young age they were brought up that war is manly and war is tough, and it's patriotic to be for a war, any war, even if you can't find the country you're attacking on a map. And they're wedded to it. I want them to know that it doesn't matter if you're for the war. You see, they think they're making Americans go to war. This is the average good old boy out there. And that they're all part of the power system. And they've got all this personal power. And it's George Bush and them together, you know, making the American people do this because they know best. You don't run anything. George Bush doesn't run anything. They're total puppets. Okay, because if you say this is a free society, which it isn't in many respects, if 78% of Americans in major scientific polls, that number's come up several times, but high 70s, want us out, and 70% of the troops in Gallup polls want out, why hasn't it happened if the people's will is what happens in this country? Okay? And it isn't just that they lied about WMDs, like, oh, they thought they were there. We have the White House memo published public from 6 months before the war with Tony Blair and Bush where they're saying we can stage WMD fines. That's a big crime, staging weapons. Oh, it's there, the exact minutes of it. And they say that we can sell the public with fake defectors. We can fly U.S. planes, paint it up like the UN logo, try to get Saddam's troops to shoot them down like we did with Tonkin and everything else. Or they go further and talk about how they're going to claim that they know he has WMDs even though they don't. You see, they premeditatedly, knowingly lied to us. Knowingly. And then they'll try to say, well, the Democrat evil commies, they're not for the war. Hillary wants to attack Iran. Chuckie Schumer wants to attack Iran. Lieberman wants to attack Iran. Democrats, in some cases, are outvoting Republicans with Bush to push the whole police state. They're voting for the Patriot Act. They're voting for open borders. They're voting for assault weapons ban. Everything Bush wants. And as phony conservatives out there listening, you saying Bush is pro-Second Amendment doesn't make it so. You lying to yourself and saying he didn't lobby and didn't push the assault weapons ban didn't make it so. You know, he did push for that, you see. And so you need to understand that you need to get off your little power trip, because I know that's what it's all about when you swagger and stumble around with plastic desecrated American flags made by Chinese slaves all over your car, and your cult members, your Kool-Aid drinkers. I want you to understand. Okay, that 78% of the American people don't want the war. The generals don't want the war. Every statistician has said that it is a disaster. But because defense contractors are making $100+ billion a year, it's going to go on and on and on and on. So don't worry, your junior's got a chance to drop off and breathe some depleted uranium and be given some experimental shots and get shot up so you can feel like you're a man and your son's a man and you can feel like you're a bunch of tough heroes. While the borders are wide open, the country's totally imploding, the dollar's imploding, and then now companies all over the U.S. are going to start trading in pesos. We'll be using pesos. And they're going to make Texas school children speak in Spanish in one of their primary courses. Okay, so I just want you to understand that 97% of Texans don't want toll roads on existing roads. They're going to do it anyways. And I want you to know that 90% of Americans want the borders shut and controlled. It isn't going to happen. And I want you to know 78% don't want this war. It's going to keep happening. And I want you to know that 97% of Americans don't want a national ID card, but they put it in as the state ID standardized. It's happening. Okay, so just get off your power trip that it's you and the fake conservatives winning, and because you know best, and we got to fight them over there instead of over here, and you're running something, and you're part of the system because you drive a big truck and know how to stick your belly out like it's a weapon at people. I want you to know you don't run anything. Okay, I want you to know you're a slave, just like I am. And then maybe you can start getting your little brain cells rubbed together and figure out if you really want to defend this country, you better find out you've been scammed and conned. But a lot of you don't want to admit that. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We'll be right back!
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Coast and worldwide. This is The Alex Jones Show.
You know what I'm really mad about? What's got me the most angry is that I didn't think fake conservative talk radio to get any more traitorous or disgusting and lose, of course, most of their audience, as many of the national hosts are doing right now. They're plunging as websites like PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are rising, just like the fake liberal sites are all imploding. You know, that's the good news. The elite's getting what they wanted, their world government. But in the process, they're waking a lot of people up. They're not, the establishment isn't fooling everybody anymore. They're fooling less and less people every single day. And I listen to national talk show hosts, and I also read what they write and the things they say and do. Take Michael Medved. He's attacked me and said I should be arrested on air for the things I say. And Newt Gingrich is out giving speeches now saying we should have banned the First Amendment and arrest people that criticize the government. I mean, I've got transcripts of it. I've played audio of it. Oh, yeah, land of the free, home of the brave. Let's just ban free speech, you know, because they can't beat us. We're going to beat them. And please try to ban it. Please arrest me. Please do whatever you're going to do to me. Just make me a big fat martyr. Because all I care about is this country and my family that lives in it. I'm actually red, white, and blue. I actually bleed red, white, and blue, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm so mad I could just grind my teeth off in absolute anger right now. That I've been able to get through to a lot of people, but not everybody. And, I mean, I've been on national talk shows, like Lars Larson. And Lars was sitting there admitting there was a North American Union, but saying I was a liberal because I was against it. I mean, pretty soon it'll be you're a liberal if you're for the Second Amendment. There's nothing to do with it. It's just labels they just throw around. That's all they do. And Michael Medved, I have the transcript of what he said about Aaron Russo, who I was interviewing yesterday down in Houston. He's down there getting some medical treatments. Aaron Russo, famous Hollywood producer, made a film about the fact that the private Federal Reserve runs our country. And Medved's saying he's a traitor and needs to be arrested. Because he made a film saying the IRS is a scam. I mean, Ronald Reagan said that. They had a congressional commission that said that. And even if it wasn't true, Aaron Russo's got a right to say it. I mean, what's all this arrest talk that's going on? And then he went on to attack, Medved went on to attack Jerome Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi is as Republican and right-wing as you can get. I mean, he's the guy saying nuke the Middle East. I don't agree with him on that, but I agree with him on a bunch of other stuff. I interview him all the time. You hear him all over national shows and all over CNN and Fox constantly. Jerome Corsi went and got all the official documents of the North American Union, stuff we already had, but he got attention. And he writes for Human Events and WorldNet Daily, and Medved's doing the same thing, saying he's a traitor, he's a liar. Medved gives no facts. So this is what I'm seeing, and I'm not going to mention all the names. You know who we're talking about. You know, there is no CFR, there is no world government, there is no North American Union, it doesn't exist, and if you say it does, you're a traitor. You're a terrorist. I mean, this is bizarre. This is bizarre. But no wonder they're now losing their audiences. You can go look at the trends. In just the last year, of course they're losing their audiences. You can't fool, you know, the average person out there listening to conservative talk radio is not that stupid. And they're not buying into it anymore, okay? And the fraud has been exposed. But just to have them denying that they signed the North American Union almost a year and a half ago, that we're in the North American Union, that they're merging the agencies, the Army Times is reporting that. And then they come out and say, well, 20% of our ground forces are now foreigners. We're going to have them be as many as half in a new expansion by late 2010, so 4 years from now. Less than four. I mean, this is admitted. You can't make up this type of Twilight Zone stuff. We post it on the websites. All we do is go collect and collate, mainly mainstream news, where it's admitted, but we take all the stuff that's in the back of the paper, the stuff that's really important, and we ignore Jay-Z, and we ignore Paris Hilton not wearing underpants, and we ignore the things that don't matter. We take all the stuff that does, like, oh, here's the AP saying they quadrupled the level of mercury in the vaccines. Now, we already knew that, but here's AP saying it. Why are they telling you they took it out? Oh, by the way, here they are admitting it causes autism. We're just mainstream people that don't buy the propaganda anymore and who are mad about it. I mean, I'm so mad about this, I can barely do this radio show today. I was driving up here in my car, not thinking about quitting, but just so disgusted. I have so much evidence. So many facts. I could take, maybe I should just start taking one lie per show and then just slicing through it, dissecting it into thousands of little pieces for you. Because I know for everything I say, you've been preconditioned with a comeback that's based on disinfo. I mean, it's just the psychological warfare the American people have been under. Back 12 years ago, I talked about the North American Union and how it was coming. And people said it didn't exist. It was totally delusional. Now the North American's here. The North American Union's here. We're in it. The country is being dismantled. The dollar's being dismantled. Companies are starting to trade in pesos on the streets of Texas in businesses. And our military is going to be mainly foreigner. And now the neocons are on talk radio saying, okay, well, it exists, but it's good. After all these years denying it, now it's good, but what we need to say, you know, open borders, total blanket amnesty is good. Guest worker program is good. That's conservative. And then it's bad to have First Amendment. It's bad to not want to have your mail read without warrants. It's bad to not want to be tracked and traced. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. Look at the stories I've got here in front of me today. This is the Associated Press. Also have ABC News here. Two different articles. Bush, government can open your mail. President Bush said, and the government can read Americans' mail without a judge's warrant and a signing statement attached to a postal reform bill. Critics say he's wrong. Because they've been reading our mail without warrants, U.S. citizens internally. I'm not talking about mail going out of the country or mail coming in. And then when they got caught doing it, now remember, this is the same guy who's a total puppet. Now, let's be clear. He runs nothing. Hillary runs nothing. That's why I don't care if it's Pelosi or Hillary or any of these people. It does not matter. Frankly, Democrats might be better in office because Republicans on the grassroots will wake up to the fact that they're evil and then maybe we can get something done here. I mean, when you put a Republican in, it's like some kind of sleeping gas, and everybody goes to sleep for 4 or 8 years and wakes up and the country's gone because a Republican wouldn't hurt us. Some big government Democrats. Big government. Government grows more when Republicans are in. Go look at the graphs. Folks, getting your freedom isn't going to be simple sound bites. It isn't going to be just simple liberal conservative terminology and then you just go over the next hill and go to sleep forever. It's going to take you getting informed, getting involved, and learning what's happening in the world. But look at this. Dallas-based food chain, they're right here in Austin, to accept Mexican pesos. Starting Monday, patrons of the Dallas-based pizza patron chain, which caterers heavy to Latinos, will be able to purchase American pizzas with Mexican pesos. Our troops are going to be foreign. Our currency's foreign. Our currency's imploding. Our sovereignty is disappearing. We'll come back and take calls. I've got so much news. You got a much better chance of being struck by lightning than killed by terrorists. Why don't they have a show on 24 where he fights lightning bolts? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Come on.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Shelley, you look... Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Radio 590 KLDJ.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, Jeffrey, Scott, Rudy, and many others that are patiently holding. We're going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number is 877-590-5525 all over the country, or 836-0590 here locally in Texas if you're listening to the Mothership, 590 AM here at KLBJ. All right, just finishing up with the whole war thing. If this is a free country, if the people make the rules, if the people make the decisions, if what we want is what is carried out, and you've got 78%, it's in the high 70s. I just averaged it, 75 to 82, depending on which poll I've looked at. Want our troops home, and it's more points every month now. And you've all seen those numbers. Want our troops home, and 70% of the troops want to come home. Why are the troops still there? We have an election. The Democrats come into power and instantly say, you know what, we want to increase the troops. And Bush goes, yeah, surge. And, oh, we've got a new plan. We'll train units of Iraqis to protect themselves. And I hear these military people propagandizing all over U.S. airwaves going, it's a brand new plan. We'll surge, and then we'll train the Iraqis. Everything's coming along really well over there. That's been the same plan all along, the same thing. But listen, that's the public plan. Kind of like the drug war. Yeah, we're really screwing up with the drug war. There is more drug use and more people in prison. We'll just have to take more freedoms away. Meanwhile, every major drug cartel is certified by the CIA which bank they're going to launder the money in, and if they don't, they get a military invasion. Special forces troops come in and kill every one of them. I mean, I talked to the pilots. I talked to CIA, FBI. It's been all over Vanity Fair and Esquire, and I've interviewed so many of them. They'll sit there and fly in the spray planes in Colombia and Nicaragua, and they'll be spraying crops right here that are owned by some other drug dealer, and they'll be leaving crops owned by the general, you know, right here alone. So it's the same thing with the war. They just want something that goes on and on. The whole point of the war, more than grabbing trillions in oil and not letting it flow, by the way, which then artificially jacks up prices. See, the good old boys go, you know something? There isn't very much oil flowing out of there. It doesn't look like the oil companies are doing too well. I mean, you know, they hear that talking point put out in the oil company documents back to 1990 say they don't want oil flowing out of Iraq to then jack up prices. Have you heard of supply and demand? They cut off the supply, then they get to artificially jack up the prices, just like diamonds that are a semi-precious stone. I know, don't listen to me. Go mortgage your house or pay a year's salary to show off to the woman with some two carat diamond ring that literally is worth 50 cents. I know, don't believe me. Don't learn how you're getting scammed. Don't learn how you're getting lied to. Don't learn how so much in this world's a fraud. Don't check into comprehensive annual financial reports. CAFR. Don't type CAFR into Google, because you'll be at the state of Texas website, state of Kentucky website, state of California, the cities, the tens of thousands of school districts and water districts. And you'll learn they've got a double set of books. And you'll learn the government has plenty of money. And you'll find out how you've been scammed. And you'll find out the master plan to bankrupt the government and then have foreign corporations come in and buy up everything and become the government. Oh, no, no, no. Then you might have to do something like save your bank account and save your future. No, 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 no. Just don't listen to me. Diamonds are really precious. Okay, and the Iraq war is really good, and amnesty isn't. Sorry, Freudian slip there. The guest worker program is not an amnesty program, and Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban, and they're not recruiting foreigners for our military. Everything's fine. Okay, there. That makes it a lot easier. But, I mean, I hear these people, the same old story. George Bush appointed the Iraq Study Group. The Iraq Study Group is run by all the big oil company executives, and they call it an independent group. They come out and recommend more troops. And then Bush comes out and criticizes them, and the left jumps on, being fooled by that little scam, and goes, oh my gosh, we're for the Iraq Study Group. And then the bunch of the public gets fooled with that smoke and mirrors dog and pony show. I mean, did you even hear what I just said? Go read the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group. You see, Bush appoints them, then he acts like he doesn't like them when the recommendations are actually escalate the war. Man, that is slick. But see, I mean, we're a public who's kind of halfway listens or kind of just looks at the headlines. Hell, the average American who just reads a few headlines then struts around the office acting like there's some elite news junkie info warrior. I mean, folks, you know what it's like when you really read legislation all day? I spent 4 hours today researching for this show. And by the time I get here, I've got so much information, I can't even give it to you. So fine. Everything's wonderful. The world government's wonderful. And I'm bad. And I agree with Laura Ingraham and Michael Medved and Sean Hannity and all of them. I should be arrested. And Jerome Corsi's evil, too. You know, he gets official government documents on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Union, where they say we're a North American Union. He's wrong. He just said that's not patriotic. Trying to save America is wrong. Okay? And Bush's plan legalizes every illegal for 6 years and lets them bring in unlimited skilled and unskilled workers. That's not amnesty. I mean, by every definition it is, but just, I've been wrong. All along I've been wrong. Okay, fine. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. Okay, it's not an amnesty. Okay? Fine. Fine, everything's okay, I'm for the war, kill all of them, just bomb the Middle East with nukes, just parking lot, okay? Fine. In fact, I think I'm going to get on the team. In fact, I'm going to take calls today, and I'm now a member of the New World Order. I'm now a member of the team here, and I'm going to go ahead and go to calls. I'm going to go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in Gainesville, Florida, probably some traitor who's anti-government because he doesn't want him reading his mail for his safety, doesn't want him using the microphone on his computer to listen to everything he does, openly announced, and he doesn't like giving his kids mercury that brain damage him. The government knows best, and he's probably some type of evil traitor. So we're going to go ahead and talk to this evil traitor right now. You need to be in a FEMA camp, boy. Go ahead, Jeffrey from Gainesville, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
You're probably an Al-Qaeda member, traitor.
Right, Alex.
For the war, boy!
Yeah, all right. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Been listening to you about...
total terrorism.
I used to be a Democrat. Now I consider myself more of a constitutionalist. And if anyone out there is really still doubting reality, 9/11 was an inside job. And
you need to be arrested.
Right. I talked to my brother. He's a staff sergeant in the Army. He came down to visit me over Christmas, and we were discussing the...
DU's good for the troops. Believe the government.
Right.
Experimental vaccines are good for them. Don't research it.
Right.
Well, you talk to him. You talk to this great, incredible hero. What did he say?
He said that he was basically taking out the garbage in one of these staff meetings, and he overheard all these high-ranking colonels. This is about 6 months before the invasion of Iraq, discussing how they were going, where they were going to attack from, how they were going to occupy it. And this was during the time when the president was talking about, oh, you know, diplomacy, and I'm the one who makes the decision.
That's why the White House memo is so important. It's 6+ months before, and they're talking about staging WMD fines. They're talking about frame-ups and saying he doesn't have them. Of course they were lying. Of course they were planning to attack the whole time.
Right, right. I think the... For me, though, that was really the nail in the coffin. He's slowly waking up, though, but he thinks that the Democrats are going to save us, and I'm just not so convinced. And I've been here on campus at UF. I've been handing out DVDs to people. And
terrorist.
Been trying to get the word out, you know. And I'm just curious. On your website, I was looking for an area where maybe you would post your protest. I was going to think about after graduation coming out to your protest. I was going to see if you had anything like that.
What do you mean, post your protest?
Like, ahead of time, so that way I could plan to go out. Because I saw your New York protest, you were protesting the CFR, and I thought to myself, man, I'd really like to be there.
Well, no, I mean, we did announce that, and I guess we did post it, but we probably put up 50 new stories a day. You probably just missed it, my friend, but good to hear from you. Appreciate you holding. We'll start rolling now to your calls. Scott in New York, Rudy in Pasadena, Texas. Everybody, I'm here. I want to give all my rights up. I want Jack Bauer to torture me to make sure I'm a good American. Read my mail. I want nothing but pesos used. I love the dollar imploding. I love world government. And I love George W.
Yo, top of the crown. Raise the queen. The fatal mistake in your cradle. Can't shake the dreams. The fire inside of your phonograph. Battle with gas.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
knows.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Blasting out coast to coast, border to border from right here in Austin, Texas. We'll be going to your calls here in just a minute or two. The toll-free number is 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525 or locally 836-0590. I remember 2 years ago, Cy Hirsch at the New Yorker magazine reported that they were going to deliver bunker-busting nuclear weapons to the Israelis to use them against the Iranians. And Jane's Weapons Quarterly, that, and as far as I'm concerned, is the last word on such things, said those were delivered and were and are ready. Plus, Israel has between 400 and 600 of their own nukes, which they don't like to admit to, but that's also in Jane's Weapons Quarterly. A few weeks ago, Olmert, their prime minister, finally did have to admit, the head of their Knesset, that they do indeed have that. But then it came out in the Times of London today, the Sunday Times of London, that Israel plans to attack Iran nuke site with nuclear weapons. And, of course, people who are impotent and weak and who drive around with lariats in the back of their trucks who don't really rope cows, you know the type you see out there, they like hearing about nuking people. I've been around them. You've heard them on talk radio. Again, they can't find Iran on a map, but they get very, very excited about the use of nuclear weapons. And so do the globalists. They've used the equivalent of 4,000 Hiroshima and Nagasaki A-bombs of DU around the world, and it's really killing our troops. They like that part, too. Did they like anything? I mean, I'm serious. These are scum, ladies and gentlemen. These are absolute scum, and the fact that Israel and the U.S. would nuke Iran is completely insane. I mean, even if you want them to illegitimately attack Iran, they could certainly disrupt any of these peaceful atomic program with a heavy saturation of conventional bunker busters, but no, they want to set the precedent to use nuclear weapons, and of course the last time it was used was back in 1945 at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Just absolutely amazing that this type of thing is going on. And for those that tuned in, earlier I was joking around saying it's a wonderful thing to have the government read your mail. First, the government denied it, Now they've been caught doing it domestically, internally, reading your mail. I remember having family that lived in Guatemala during the 80s. We'd get mail from them. It was always open. My family said, that's how it is in the Soviet Union and Third World Banana Republics. They read their mail, and that's how it is here in the U.S. now. And a signing statement that he claims is above the law, that they pass a law saying he can't do this. And so he says a signing statement saying, oh, yes, I can. And of course, the Democrats are all for this. They love the power they're getting. Nancy Pelosi now is for, of course, open borders. That'll be the first thing on the agenda is the blanket amnesty that they call a guest worker program. After that, they have a new hate crimes legislation that will restrict free speech in this country. And just right down the line, she's got Newt Gingrich agreeing with her. He's out stumping, saying ban the First Amendment, arrest people for their speech, shut down websites. Not land of the free, home of the brave, land of the slaves, home of the surveilled. And I don't like that. I want to turn it around. Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls. Let's talk to Scott in New York. Thank you for holding, Scott. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wish you a blessed New Year, you and your whole family.
You too, my friend. What's on your mind?
Thank you. You know, I'm calling just, I want to make a couple quick comments. Firstly, back in 88, I first want to say that I was an elected Republican official in upstate New York at the county level. I was elected 4 terms. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. So this is coming straight from a person who's a Republican. In 1988, when Rush Limbaugh came on the air, I was so excited that I went to the mayor of my town, who owned the radio station, and asked to put him on. He did get Rush Limbaugh on. And I really, and then Rush came on about 1990 on the television for the first time, and they really attacked him. And I was almost in tears watching this guy being attacked. Little did I know what an infiltrator Rush would have been and how he's gone along with all the anti-conservative, anti-true Republican sentiments. So for the Republicans listening out there, Rush Limbaugh has been an infiltrator and really has hurt our Republican conservative movement for the past 18 years that he's been on air.
Well, I'm on a few stations that Rush is on, but he's attacked me, and so has Bort, so, you know, turnabout is fair play. But I'll just say this. I've heard him say the CFR didn't exist 10 years ago, and I cut my teeth listening to this guy. One of the reasons I'm in talk radio was because I was a fan. And yeah, real conservatives have come to the point where we're not putting up with crap anymore. We want our country back, and we're not going to buy it. And you know, they get on air, and they say, first, the North American Union doesn't exist. Now we're in it, and they say it's a good thing. And I haven't heard Limbaugh say that, but I've heard a bunch of other national hosts say that. And, I mean, I've been on with them when they're saying, you're just a liberal. You're just against, you know, you're against a trade deal. It is not a trade deal, okay? It's the end of our country. We're in it right now, and look what it's done to our nation.
Look, Alex, Rush Limbaugh got on. He said all the right things, all the things that a conservative Republican would want to hear. He did a wonderful job of putting us all to sleep, and now we've lost our country. One other point I want to make concerning communist Russia. I remember growing up, being in high school in the 80s, listening to my school teachers tell me about communist Russia, how bad it was. And they relate stories about how...
They read your mail. They arrest you for your speech.
Exactly right. How they would open their mail, and I'd sit there and I'd say, how those poor people over there, I can't even believe they'd allow them to open the mail.
But now they've got these shows...
In this country.
Now they've got shows like 24 where he tortures kids every episode and where they and he gets tortured and it's all good to keep America safe. I mean, this is, and then they have a Homeland Security meeting on C-SPAN where they admit that the show, I mean, they've admitted it, that it's brainwashing the public. Their word is, it's great PR to change our morals. Hell, John Yoo, whenever he was the head lawyer over at the White House, wrote memos saying they can torture children sexually in front of their parents. Folks, you can't make stuff up that evil. It's been in major newspapers. Okay, I've had CFR members on who debated him when he says, yeah, we're allowed to do this. Bottom line, they leave our borders completely wide open and then tell us they want to read our mail to keep us safe from terrorism. What a joke. They're using terrorism to take our freedoms, period.
Any Republican listening to you now who supports George Bush because of the war on terror, I want to know how you can possibly support this man when he says the border can be wide open and we don't know who's crossing the border. When you can resolve that in your mind, Then you let me know how you can support this man.
Well, I know this. The 83 Israeli plan, that's the blueprint for the 2002 Pentagon plan. It's been all over the news where they say they wanted to break it in three parts, have sectarian war, break down that first world nation, and hurt those people so that they couldn't be leaders of the Middle East, use the country as a launch base into other nations. My point is, for anybody who's for the war, just be honest about it, okay? Don't sit there and lie and like Bush promised the troops he'll be home in 6 months, mission accomplished, when they plan to be there for 20 years. They're building permanent bases. They lie to us. Why is lying acceptable? Whether it's that piece of trash, Bill Clinton, or whether it's George Bush. It's a joke. I hear you, and I appreciate your call, my friend. Good to hear from you, Scott. Let's go ahead and talk to Rudy in Pasadena, Texas. You're on the air, Rudy. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You know, the merging of corporations to become co-managers with government regarding the governance of a country, this is what is driving the proposed Trans-Texas Corridor.
Yeah, it's called fascism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it is part of the U.N. Sustainable Development.
Oh, it's publicly, it's U.N. agreement. Oh, yeah, I know. I have the official U.N. website saying they're killing us. They're taking over our infrastructure. They're going to use it to tax with the transponders in your inspection stickers for the North American Union. They picked the capital. It's Atlanta. And you still can't get the general public to know our country's dead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, and I believe this is just the finishing stage of globalism. You know, I'm kind of pessimistic in the sense that history seems to be on their side.
Well, it's on their side because you got a bunch of cowards who want to believe propaganda. Look, Hitler said it, and he was right, evil genius that he was, that good propaganda just speaks to laziness. Good propaganda is simple. It's go back to sleep. Oh, that North American Union's not real. Oh, no, that's not a... Oh, no, he's not for gun control. Oh, no, he's a... I mean, it just sells them on going to sleep.
And that's the reason why rights or individuals are now filtered through the lens of all these new ideas. Personal property rights are being diluted as a result of the highest or the best use.
Yeah, you've got a Republican court. 8 of the 9 at the time were Republican appointed, and they rule that if a private corporation wants your property, they can go, quote, lobby, that's bribe, a local official to take your land. And by the way, they're not even given just compensation.
Well, the bottom line...
How in the hell is that conservative?
Well, the bottom line is that a permanent revolution is taking place before our very eyes.
Stay there. Stay there. You're a good caller.
Rudy,
stay there. I'm going to put you on hold. You're a good caller, and I was running over you, and I want you to be able to explain what's happening. Yes, global corporations got together, and they took over. Period. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
And we're talking with